ein Maschilin bepasha prusa mischleuchte psukim. You can't be maschil a pasha more than three psukim. You can't be maschil. You ain't maschilin, you can't start a pasha in maschilin a pasha pochus mischleuchte psukim. Less than three psukim. Now, if you're starting a new pasha now, you can't start it unless you're in already three psukim. So if you're just going to let the one that gets shlishi read of Yom HaShabbos and the first pasuk of Yom of Rosh HaChechem, you can't give Revi then to start reading only one pasuk in the Pasha. Because again, it's a zero that people who first come in now, they'll think that the one that got the last Aliyah only read one pasuk. Saying, Maschilim HaPasha Pachas Mishloish HaPsukim. You can't start like in a new Pasha, either you start at the beginning of the Pasha, or else you have to start at least three Pesukim later. That people shouldn't think that the one that got the lead before you only read those first two Pesukim. So maybe you can't do this here. You can't let Revi start reading from the second Pesuk in the Rosh HaKoshechem. So the Elamai answers like this. Likri Trei Mehai Utlosa Mehach Senechnami. Let the one that gets Shlishi read two Pesukim of Yom HaShabbos, and then he'll read three Pesukim talk of Rosh HaKoshechem. Let him read into the first three Pesukim. For the more, that also won't be good. Poshalu Trei. So then Shlishi got five Pesukim, and you only have seven, so you're leaving over only two? Then you can't give an Aliyah just the two Pesukim. So what do we do? We're stuck. How do you divide up Rosh Chodesh to divide these Pesukim into four Aliyahs? Is Omar Lois, he answered back, Zulay Shemati. I thought I didn't hear exactly what you do by Rosh Chodesh. I had another Shiloh, and from there we'll learn what to do by Rosh Chodesh. The Tanan, he had a Gemara before in Tainis, now by the Mamodos used to read from the Torah every day from Bereshis. So it says, B'yayim Arishim. On the first day, the Mamodos used to read Bereshis, and those Psukim, and then Vahirakia. Those are the Psukim they read on B'yayim Arishim. Now, but Tony Lar, we learned on this, Bereshis B'shnayim, that Bereshis we give out to two Aliyahs. Yehirakia B'yechud. Yehirakia comes out to one Aliyah. Vavinabo was a kasha like this. Vavinabo, we came out like this. Bishleim Yehirakia B'yechud, the Tlos of Psukiyev. That's very good. Yirakiya would give to one Aliyah. So you have three Pesukim left over. You give it to one Aliyah. Elo Bereshis. Bishnayim. How do you divide up Bereshis, the first parak in Bereshis, into two Aliyahs? Chamisha Pesukihevi. Up until B'yar B'vaka Yom Rishon, there's only five Pesukim. So how do you give two Aliyahs to five Pesukim? You can't do that. We said each one has to get at least three Pesukim. So, but Tanya, we learned over there, how do we do it by the Mamodis? Is Hakura Batura, the Kasha, but Tanya, we learned in our Mishnah that Hakura Batura Layifkas Mishlash Psukim. That if you get an Aliyah, you can't read less than three Psukim. So, if so, how do you divide out those first five Psukim in Bereshis into two Aliyahs? How do you do it? So, Mar says, V'yitmur Alo, we learned on this, Rav Oma Derlik. Rav says, the answer is to be Derlik. It means read over the pasuk twice. And Rashi says, "Hasheni chayzer umaschil pasuk shugama b'shalof shalofonim." So the one that gets koyin reads the first three pesukim of Rashi's, and the one that gets Levi goes back and reads over again the third pasuk, and then he reads four and five. That's called derlig. You go back again and read over the third pasuk twice. That's what Rashi said, and that's the ma'aseh what we do by Rosh Chodesh. We'll see. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says Pesik. Shmuel says no. The other answer is Pesik. That means the third Pesik divided in half. Give the first one two Pesukim in half, and the second half of that Pesik let Levi read. So each one reads two and a half Pesukim. That's also called like three Pesukim. Rashi Pesik. Harishin Kara Chatzi Apesik Ashlishi Apeskai. The first one gets Bereshis in the second Pesik and half of the third Pesik. And then Levi gets the other half for the third pasuk and the next two pesukim. That's the machlokes. Rav and Shmuel, what should we do? So Moshe says like this: Rav Amar Derlik. Rav says the best answer is to read the third pasuk over twice. My time liyam a pasuk. Why doesn't he say better like Shmuel divide the pasuk in half? So Moshe says Ksava. Rav holds that called pesukah de leipaske Moshe non leipaskinim. A pasuk that Moshe himself didn't divide up in half, we can't divide it in half. When we read from the Torah, at least, the most cool thing of Pshat is This is a din in Kriyas HaTorah. When you read from the Torah, you have to at least say a whole pasuk. You can't lay in half a pasuk. If Moshe Rabbeinu was not mafsik to make it into a pasuk, we can't make it into a pasuk. So it was not a neitzah to divide the third pasuk into half. We can't do that. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says paskin in lay. Yes, you divide the third pasuk in half. Frat Gemara, I v'omar Rabbi Chananya Kora. V'omar Chananya Kora Tzar Godol Hoyli Eitzah Rabbi Chanina Hagodol. There was a very, very hard problem that when I was teaching, was a Rebbe teaching the kids, I wanted to divide the Pesukim in half. And with very tzar godl, b'deich godl, he let me do it. Since we're doing it now to teach the children how to learn, he was matter, okay, he could teach them half a Pesukim. But you see, he was only matter b'shas atchak to the Evet, not to do it like a tchila. So that's not a kasha in Shmuel. Some time am I, but still, why was the matter over there for the Rebbe to teach his kids half a pasuk? Mishum de lo yasher, because he had no way out. That the only way he could teach his kids is by teaching them half a pasuk, half of a pasuk. So achinam, the same sfer applies over here. Lo yasher, we're stuck now. What we do by the mamodos? The halacha is you have to read only brachos and give two aliyos, and there's only five pasukim. So like we're stuck. What can we do? So when we're stuck in Echnami, here Shmuel says, the answer is to be Poisik. Usually he's masking to the clown that called Psuka, the Leipaskin, Moshe, and non-Leipaskinim. But over here we're stuck, we can't do anything. So the Mor, Shmuel Omar Poisik. The Mor says, good, Shmuel says Poisik, but still, my time, Eloyah Madolik, why didn't Shmuel say the Svor is better like Rav? Like the Chor, it's not called Vishas Atzchak. You have another eight around, why don't you do like Rav? Skip, go over the first three psukim once, and then come back, skip backwards, and read the third pasuk a second time, the third, fourth, or fifth. So Gemara says, Gzeira mishuma nechnosim mishuma yotzim. That's not a good eitzah. It's Gzeira mishuma the people that come in and the people that go out. So Rashi says, Gzeira mishuma nechnosim sheyishmu hasheni maskel pasuk zeh v'yomru lekor rishon elishnayim. The people that come in now by the second Aliyah, they're going to see you starting from the third Pasuk. So they're going to think, the one that got Kayin, how many Pesukim did he read? Only two? So that's, they'll think, you're allowed to read two Pesukim. So that's why Shmuel doesn't like the saints of being Derlich. Who are din? Mishrim Ayetzim. We're afraid that people will go out, they'll see the way the Rishon Kayin got three Pesukim. So they'll leave now, they're going to think, you know what Levi's going to get? Only the next two Pesukim. So they'll think, you're allowed to give out two Pesukim. Therefore, Shmuel doesn't like to say it to the skip, but rather let the first one read two and a half psukim, so everybody sees clearly that he read more than two psukim. So that's the machlokes. So the chur, the same halach applies to Rosh Chodesh also, that we are doyleg, we say over that pasuk twice. Right, the mace, we have a kash for you. Again, the Gemara and Tainus we had, Pasha shel shisha psukim, if you have six psukim, so pshit, to give two aliyahs, each one gets three. V'shel chamisha psukim, let's say you have a pasha, only has five psukim, v'yachat, you have to give it one aliyah to get all five psukim. Kora rishon shlosha, if the rishon only read three psukim, ha'sheni kora shnayim ipashazu, the one that gets Levi now, true, finishes off these two psukim here, v'yachat mipasha cheres, but he has to go on to the next parasha and read another pasuk in the next parasha. That's the Yetzer. For Yeshayim, son, say, Shloisha, you have to go on to the next parasha and read three psukim into the next parasha. Why? And we had before, the Fishayim maschilim b'parasha pokas mishloisha psukim. You can never start reading in a parasha, at least that you're in the parasha three psukim. Yeah. So is I here also. You have to at least start, you have to go on at least three psukim. Now, so that's the Yetzer. When you have a parsha that has five psukim, if you want to give two aliyahs, you can't just divide these five psukim into two, but you have to go into the next parsha. So kasher is, v'yimisa, if you hold like Rav and Shmuel, laman diyama derlik nidlik. According to Rav, that says it should be derlik. Here also, why do you say five psukim? You have to go into the next parsha, take these five psukim, let the first one read three, let the second one start over again, three, four, five. According to Shmuel, that says you could divide the pasuk in half, so give the first one 2.5 psukim, and then give the second one 2.5 psukim. So my answer is poshut. Sharni hosom di efshim achit. Like, what's the kasha? Avadi, if you could read on to the next parasha, avadi better off. Like Rav and Shmuel both are agreeing, it's a deichik what they're saying. That's only when you can't read more than these psukim, that's what you have to do. Like on Rosh Chodesh or on Hamadois, where we have exactly how many psukim you're allowed to read, then you have a question how to do it. Mashenka, if there's no limit, you can go into the next parasha. Pshit, the Rav and Shmuel agreed it's better to go into the next parasha. That's why it says you go into the next parasha. One pasuk, or else three psukim. Omar Rabbi Tanchum, Omar Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Halacha ki Yeshayimim. The Halacha is like this Yeshayimim right now. It says, watch Shloisha. You have to go into the next parsha and read at least three psukim into the next parsha. The Omar Rabbi Tanchum, Omar Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Kishem Shein Maschilim b'parsha, Pochas Megim of Sukim. The same way you don't go into the parsha. You can't start the parsha unless you're in already three psukim. The same way you can't leave over a parsha unless you have three psukim left to go. Like you can't read into the parsha and only leave over two psukim. If you want to stop in the middle of the parsha, you have to make sure you're leaving over at least three psukim to go. So Gemara said, treat of course it's that way. Hashta, umar aschalta, mazuch when you say when you want to start in a parsha. The komeko tanakama. A Tanakhama is Mekelin saying, when you go into the new Pasha, you have a right just to read one Pasuk. Still, Machmiri Yeshayimim, that the Machmirim and the Yeshayim and Machmirim say no, you have to go into at least three Pasukim. Says so, Shiur, the Locha, when you want to leave over, when you're reading already in the Pasha, when can you end the Pasha? Can you end, leave over two Pasukim? Or no, you have to make sure you're leaving over at least three Pasukim. The Machmir Tanakamo, the Tanakamo himself is the Machmir we had before. It says you have to leave over at least three psukim. Lekoshchein the Machmir Yeshemim. Isn't it for sure that the Yeshemim are Machmir? Madach the Machmir at the beginning, Avada the Machmir at the end? So Mar says, no, Madach him, I would have thought, Nichnosim Shchiach. It's Shchiach that people come in late. So if people come in late, we're afraid you can't end after one pasuk. Because if the next Aliyah will start the second Pasuk, people will think Aliyah before only had one Pasuk. So that's Shchiach, and more people come late. Are the Yoitzin la Shchiach, the Manchi Sefer Torah, Venavki. That's not Shchiach though, if you're in Shul already, and you're listening to Laining, what kind of business you go on in the middle of Laining? That's not so Shchiach, people should leave early. So therefore, since people won't leave early, it's not such a problem, we have to end off. It's okay to end off, even though you have only one or two Pasukim left over. Is Kamashman or no? Kamashman, yes, we're afraid both ways. That sometimes people leave early, so therefore you can't end off beforehand. You have to make sure you're leaving over at least three psukim left to the parsha. Because if you leave over less than three psukim, there's the xera of people that are leaving now are thinking there are only two psukim left over. Most probably they're going to give these two psukim to the next aliyah, so they're going to think that people will get an aliyah with two psukim, and that's not the locham. Therefore you shouldn't do it this way. The more of a Tanakama, according to Tanakama, my shenor shir, deloy. How come he agrees that when you read into a parsha and you want to stop in the middle, you have to make sure you leave over at least three psukim, mishum yaitzim, because we're afraid people will leave in the middle of laning. Therefore, if you leave off only two psukim, if somebody leaves now, we're afraid he's going to think that the next leave will only get these two psukim, and it's not right. So therefore you're saying you can't end off unless you have at least three psukim to go. If so, aschuli nami, to start should be the same way also. How can you start the parsha if you're in it only one pasuk? The chuda should be exerum that people that just came in now think the one before only got the one or two psukim. So whenever you start from a parsha, either you have to start from the beginning of the parsha, or else if it's after the first pasuk, you have to make sure you're in it already three psukim. So if you start now, three psukim later, it's not so bad. If somebody comes in now, they'll think the one before at least got at least three psukim, that's okay. Sakam Matanakama doesn't care about this. Amri, it's must not this. Mandi ayil shiule shayil. People that walk into shul, we're not afraid they'll think that the Leah before only had one psukim. When you walk into shul, you start talking. You ask your friend what went on.
Like if you have a question in shul, how come the guy before only got one pasuk? You'll ask your friend, and he'll tell you it's not true. He didn't just get the one or two pasukim before. He read from the pasha before a few pasukim, and he ended off the first pasuk in the new pasha. But since people come into shul, you talk, you find out what's doing. Here, there's no gzera. Mashenki, when you leave, you're leaving. You don't ask anybody when you leave. So therefore, there's the gzera. You think only two pasukim is enough. So therefore, we make the gzera. You have to have at least three pasukim.
All right, turn over.
Sholach le Rabba prayed the Rabba to Rabbi Yosef. So Rabba, the son of Rabba, sent to Rabbi Yosef, Hilchosamai, what's the halacha? Sholach le Hilchosah doilik. Halacha is like Rav said before, that we should be doilik. On Rosh Chodesh, how do we get out with the psukim? We read over the pasuk twice. V'yemsoi doilik. Who reads over? The one that gets sheni. That's what we do. He reads over the pasuk twice. You're right. Rashi says like Hilchos Samai b'shal Mamodis. Rashi says, what's the halacha by Mamodis? Rashi says v'yemsoi doilik. The middle one is the one that goes back. Shim lo yidlaku yeitzorach lahaskel v'pasha. So by the Mamodis, that's treated. The first one reads three psukim, then the one that gets shiny reads the pasuk before and goes further another two psukim. But Rosh Chodesh is the same thing also. We're also daily by Rosh Chodesh. Zeh haklal. Kol sheyesh by Musaf. The Mishnah said this, whoever has Musaf. Ibor lihu. Then when you have Musaf to it, then you have. If you have Musaf and you don't have, it's not a yomtiv, then like a Rosh Chodesh, then you read, give out four aliyahs. Ibor lihu, tainis sibur bekama. On a tainis sibur, how many aliyahs do we give out on a tainis sibur? Rosh Chodesh umoyit. On Rosh Chodesh and kol umoyit. The ikka korbin Musaf, since we have a korbin Musaf, then arbo, we give out four aliyahs. There's no korban loy. You should only give three aliyahs and not four. I do maybe no. Here we have another tefillah. Like we say aneinu. We say an extra bracha yisera in the tefillah. So since we're moisif in the davening, that's a svar. You should have to give four aliyahs. That's the suffix. On a tiny sibur, how many aliyahs do we give out? Toshima. Baroshe chadoshim of v'chola shemoyit. Kurin abu. Says clearly, you read four. It's a diyuk of a tainus sibur gimel. It doesn't say a tainus sibur. Mashmas only three. So Mara says no. Eima reisha. What does the reisha say? Pesheni of a chamishi of a shabbos b'mincha. Kurin gimel. It's a diyuk only these three times. Of a tainus sibur abu. El meho lekel lemishma mino. From here, we can't bring any proof what the din of a tainus sibur is. Toshima, come in here. The Rav ikloy lebovel. The tainus sibur. Rav came into bubble on a tainus sibur. Kom Korah b'sifro, they gave him an aliyah. Posach baruch, he opened up with a baruch. Chosim v'loy baruch, but at the end he didn't make a bracha. Nofa kuli alma, then everybody went down to say tachnun and fire on the face. V'rav le nofa l'apayu, Rav did not fall down on his face. Now michti. Rav Yisrael Korah. Chur Rav is only Yisrael. The Chur he got the third aliyah. My time Chosam v'loy birach. How come when he ended off he didn't make a bracha? The Chur, if all you read is just to give three aliyahs and he got the third aliyah, he should have made a bracha achreina. Lav, isn't it mishum because the boy the mikri achreina basrei? Because on a tiny sibur we give a fourth aliyah. Since you give a fourth aliyah, that's why he did not make a bracha achreina. Tomorrow says Lloyd, there's no proof from here. I tell you, Rav Bekani Korah. Even though Rav was Yisrael, since he was so choshev, they gave him koyin. But since they gave him koyin, that's why it's good. Why he made a bracha rishona, and he did not make the bracha achreina. Yes, there are more people to give the aliyahs to, but maybe there are only three and not four. Moses says, how do you know this? The Rav Huna also was Korah Bekani. Rav Huna also, they gave him an aliyah. Because since he was so choshev, they gave him koin. So Rav also got koin. So Rav says, no. Bishleim Rafuna Kori Bekani. Do you know why Rafuna got Kohen even though he wasn't a Kohen? Do Afilu Ravami Ravasi Tekani? Even though the Chosh of Kohanim at that time, Chashiv Redarad Yisrael, they were Chosh of Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, Mechav Chayfilei. They were all bowed down to Rafuna. In other words, the Mechayat, the Machnia, they humbled themselves to Rafuna. He was the greatest one. Since he was the God of Ador, that Alochi could give him Kohen. El Rav. But Rav, he wasn't the greatest. Ha'ikah Shmuel, there was Shmuel at his times. Tekanevi, and Shmuel was even a Kohen. V'dabar alei Shmuel, like Shmuel was Rashi Noigoy Elias Lamala Rav. Shmuel used to be even a higher rank than Rav. So if so, how could they give Rav Kohen over Shmuel? So Marian says, no. Shmuel nami mechef ebechayef lila Rav. Really, Rav was greater. And Shmuel used to humble himself down to Rav. Rav humbled himself to Shmuel. For Rav who diyoved lay covet. Rav's time used to give covet to Shmuel. But v'chiyoved lay b'fonav. When did he give respect to Shmuel in front of him? Shlay b'fonav layoved lay. But not in front of him, he didn't do it. In other words, if Shmuel was there in Shul, he would let Shmuel get coin. But when Shmuel was not there, then they used to give Rav coin. So it could be that was the pshat here. The reason why Rav did not make a bracha achreino on a tiny sibur, not because there's only four aliyahs. He got shlishi, there's still a fourth one. Could be, no, maybe there's only three aliyahs. But he got kain, that's why he didn't make a bracha achreino. So tomorrow, hokinami mistav, that's a svar also like that. The Rav bekani koro, that they gave Rav kain here. Why push it? These sakodai to be Yisroel korom, because if you want to say Rav when he got shlishi, my time baruch. If Rav got shlishi, sakam he made a baruch rishayna. The chura will go now bezmana gemara that the first one made the baruch rishayna and the last one made the baruch achrayna. So why did Rav even make a baruch rishayna? So like this will say now it's very good that Rav got kain. Since he got kain, that's why he made the baruch rishayna. Tomorrow says no, liyachat takona. I tell you we're talking about now, like this man is there, after the takona, that everyone that gets an aliyah makes a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. For the more that can't be, so you want to answer, that's good, like maybe you got shlishi, and that's why you made a bracha rishona. Because now everybody makes their own brachas. For the Gemara Yehoch, if so, liyachrea nami lavorach. So how come you didn't make a bracha achrona then? How come you only made a bracha at the beginning? Ashavach Abonu. What happened? Ashanosalana. What happened to? If you tell him Eliachu Atakona, what we do is every gan Aliyah, you make the two brachas. So Mura says, I'll tell you maybe Shani Hecho to Yosef Rav. Maybe when Rav was there, it's like a different. The male island.